broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Certainly an interesting weekend for golfers. And on the Big Island, it's storming like it is some parts of Maui. We've got thunder showers, thunder storms in the forecast throughout the day, isolated on Oahu, Kauai as well. So just be prepared to get back into the clubhouse. The trade winds are 15 to 25 miles per hour. High today between 82 and 87. We're going to start the show with a wrap-up of what's been happening over at the Honda Classic right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots. Concrete-colored floors and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA teaching professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN. He is at the Honda Classic at PGA National. And, you know, you don't realize how much water there is on that course until you start watching on television very closely. And the number of balls that went in, over 120, I think it was yesterday. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me.
Quite the drenching yesterday. Is this the hardest golf course they play on the PGA Tour?
Well, it certainly can be. And I think a lot of it has to do with the conditions, the weather, the wind. And also, they don't make it any easier on them by, growing up the rough and turning a couple of par fives into par fours, so it's only a par 70. That has the look of it being harder when three under is the lead and five over makes the cut.
Yeah.
There's a par five, there's a par four or two out there that they could leave as par fives possibly, or at least one of them. And it just would at least, it's just sort of psychological. You know, obviously par is just a number and the total score is the total score. But when people look at it in terms of, in relation to par, it looks harder. And then traditionally, you know, as you were just mentioning, there's seemingly water on every hole and you grow up the rough and, the wind starts blowing as it has been here for a couple of days. And, it's a pretty stout test.
Yeah. It almost is like the USGA set it up for one of the U.S. Opens. Let's watch
exactly.
Them suffer,
yep.
Right? Right? Okay, so we've got Tiger Woods teeing off in about 10 minutes. Now, after last weekend's affair, would you have expected him to play as well as he did? Let's think about the 17 yesterday. What an amazing shot onto the green.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure what I expected. It wasn't a lot of time to turn it around after last week. He's clearly still trying to feel his way along with his game and trying to get competitive again. And this is a tough place if you get it going sideways to make things happen. I thought it was a bit of a risk coming here, frankly, because it is so penal here. But what's happened is, and I think this has turned out to be a good thing, is it's forced him to hit more irons and fairway woods or a three wood off the tee. It doesn't lend itself to a lot of drivers where he gets in the most trouble at this point. And so that's been good. He's found more fairways because of it. He doesn't give up anything. He hits his two iron out there, 290 yards. Nothing wrong with that, you know. So I think there's been, it's an improvement in that, and that's because he's getting more fairways and he's giving himself a few more chances. Now, he hasn't made a ton of birdies, but because the conditions are so tough, and guys aren't going low, he finds himself right there in the mix.
Yeah, absolutely. I've often asked the question over the last 20 years of doing this show, why does Tiger Woods go for the driver when he's so errant with it and he's so accurate with golf, with clubs? Like you said, the two iron goes 290 yards, but he needs that driver?
Well, I think there's a couple of things there. Part of it is probably a little bit of vanity. He doesn't want to be out driven by 30 yards, you know, and so that's part of it. I don't know if that's a huge part of it, but I do think that's there is some of that. But also, you know, there are some holes where you do have to hit the driver or you're going to give up a lot of distance to guys. And, you know, the Rorys and the Justin Thomases and Jordan Spieth, even, who's not as short as people think, you know, they're hitting their driver out there over 300 yards. And, I mean, Tiger doesn't want to be giving up 20 yards, 30 yards to these guys.
Yeah.
So, and I think strategically, it you know, there are certain holes where it's a huge advantage to hit a driver. And if you miss the fairway by not a lot, it's not, you're still better off than being in the fairway farther back. The problem, of course, is when he misses, you know, wide. And, he just needs to get that under control. He needs to be hitting it, so that he's not missing by huge amounts. And, you know, I think that's what he's working on. And obviously he's never going to be able to get there if he doesn't put it in play in tournament rounds. He has to sort of, you know, go through the growing pains of dealing with the negatives and trying to sort it out.
So I understand that Patton Kizzire kind of found out what it was like playing with Tiger Woods. Was he really nervous?
He admitted that he was, yeah, that he was as nervous as he's ever been. And, you know, he's won twice this golf season. You know, he won Mayakoba, and he won the Sony Open. So he has two wins early in the season, more than anybody, the only player with two. And he said, you know, teeing off with Tiger on the 10th tee Thursday morning, his first hole, he was more nervous than at any point during his two victories.
My goodness!
And for a guy who had never won before, I think that's pretty telling.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Bob Herrig, senior writer for ESPN, you had a tweet, and you can follow Bob at Bob Herrig. It has not been a great Saturday morning for Rory McIlroy. He began the day well off the pace, but after three opening pars, he's gone bogey, bogey, double, bogey, and bogey. And that was bogey, bogey, double, bogey, and bogey. 10 over par. Wow. You know, when we say that when Rory's on, he's the best, when he's off, he's like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's a good question. He's in 73rd place among 76 guys who made the cut. And, he actually, after all that, he actually birdied the ninth hole. So he got it back to plus nine, but he shot 40 for the first nine holes. And I mean, now listen, is this partly due to, you know, he's way back and his motivation waned and, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say that's a good attribute. You know, if that's the case, because you'd like him to fight it out. You know, he made the cut by one yesterday. He was four over. The cut came at five. And the lead was minus three. You know, in theory, you're seven back. That's not out of it.
Yeah,
you know, so, but if it started going bad for him, maybe he kind of lost his motivation, and we see that a lot out here, but you don't typically see it among the top guys.
And Tiger Woods is the perfect example of the person who grinds out every hole. He just doesn't have any give up in him unless it's too painful, and even then you start to wonder. Bob Herrig, senior writer senior golf writer for ESPN, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Aloha. And Tiger Woods will be teeing off in just a couple of minutes. I bet you Bob Herrig will be right there watching all of it as we watch on television to see if he can continue this. Oftentimes, a Tiger's gotten to the weekend after grinding it out and then doesn't quite do it. We'll see. He seems to be a completely different contender since coming back this time. Over the last two comebacks or comeback attempts. We'll be back. We're going to talk with Jeff Harbertson. He's the guy behind or with Golf Board, National Sales Director, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the Greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
I've been watching the Olympics and absolutely marveling at the athletic prowess that was displayed by all of the men and women from all across the world. There comes a point where you just marvel at the abilities, the dedication that it takes to bring that much to the game, whether you're U.S. or Swiss or wherever you're from. It's marvelous to see it coming together and seems to be going so well. But, you know, watching these guys on the snowboard and they're going flipping over and over and over as they come down this ramp that's so steep, and then they come back and then they land and they're in control of stopping themselves even. Wow. Okay, imagine taking a snowboard and turning it into a golf board, a combination of electronic snowboard and golf cart that allows you to traverse the course by maneuvering the device while standing on it with your clubs right in front of you. Golf board is fun. It provides a bit of a workout too, because you got to probably use your, you know, I don't know, muscles to stay on it. I'd probably be falling off half the time. Maybe those of us who aren't so balanced should probably stick to walking. But let's bring in Jeffrey Harbertson and find out how difficult it is to use a golf board. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. And you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks.
Far out. Okay. Now, the PGA of America gave the golf board best new product at the PGA Merchandise Award in 2014. 2016, Golf Digest gave it an award as well. One of the best lists, the new age category, best club transport. Your sales must have taken off after all of these awards were presented to you.
Yeah, we definitely have gotten a lot of free, I would say, publicity from all these different awards that we've gotten. The golf board seems to be a real attention grabber, especially throughout, you know, social media.
And now, what is it like riding it?
You know, it's very similar to other board sports. I mean, if you do any sort of longboarding, skateboarding, snowboarding, wakeboarding, really any other board sports, has a very, very similar feel to that. Laird Hamilton, who most golfers don't know, is a surfer. I would presume most people in Hawaii, you know who he is.
Yes.
But, but he's a co-founder, and so he had a lot to say in the design and the feel of how it rides. And so it's very similar to a surfboard.
But it's got wheels on it, right?
It has wheels, yeah. It's all about your weight distribution. If you look at it, you'll see there's a handlebar. That handlebar there is strictly to just keep your balance. When it was first designed, it had no handlebar.
Yikes.
It was all remote. And it was all weight distribution. So you use your leg muscles and your core to really, you know, turn it. And so you stay fairly active throughout your round.
I bet. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, the clubs are right in front of you the whole time. So you're on the board, and then the clubs are in a case. Do you have a case on the front?
No, there's actually some straps. So your bag hooks on just like a golf cart.
Cool.
There's a strap at the bottom, strap at the top, and they extend out a little ways from the stability bar. And so you get your own golf clubs on and your own bag, and it really doesn't affect the ride either.
That's nice. But then there's the bars. So there is a way to, like, catch yourself if you feel like you know, I was looking online, and it says if you'd like to do a demo with a golf board, just sign up. Do you do demo days with golf boards?
We do. So it kind of depends on, you know, where our rep network is located to be able to do that. We have a rep there in Maui. And then we have, you know, about another 30 guys across the United States. So it kind of depends on where the course is situated. But yeah, it's if we can, we'd love to showcase it and allow it to be ridden, because that's where, you know, if you haven't ever ridden it, it's hard to comprehend. And really at first sight, it looks kind of unsafe to most people. Where is it? Once you stand on it, the first thing we ever hear out of anybody's mouth is, hey, this is a lot easier than I thought it was.
Exactly. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some of the comments that are written up on your website that you've decided to display, and I thought that was telling. Maintains the traditions of the game. Why was that statement important?
Well, you know, you just look at the game of golf. You know, there's a couple issues within golf, I think, today, especially with the millennials. You know, it's the attention span or the time that you have to play. You know, it's the pace of play, and it's the cost. And so for us, you know, as we see things change, you know, from, you know, foot golf and maybe larger holes and shorter amounts of, you know, round or hole to play, the golf board doesn't take away from the traditions of the game, meaning you still hit a driver, you still hit your irons, you still hit your putts. You don't change the game, the essence of the game. You just change the way you get from point A to point B. And, you know, the golf course is so big, most of the time you're following straight lines. Now with a golf board, you can actually enjoy the topography and the undulations of a golf course that kind of have never really been utilized.
Yeah, you'd actually be able to know how, if you play the same course regularly, you'd get to know it so well because you're on the board, the ups and downs, the feel of the course, where it's a danger to hit, what's going to happen here. And it sounds like it could actually reduce the time to play around.
It certainly does. Now, there's a caveat to that. You know, you can only really play as fast as people playing in front of you. But really, the golf board allows you a couple things. When we sign up golf courses or get golf courses to have their own program, they will generally send the boards out the first in the morning and let those people who want to play quick play. And you know, we've done a bunch of studies and a bunch of testing, and just playing like at an average speed with a foursome, you actually can play a round of golf in about 2 hours and 48 minutes on average with a golf board.
Wow, that's so, like a cool hike. Instead of a 5 or 6 hour, you know, like, trek.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, when you have your own board and you're in a foursome, you kind of scatter from the tee box. You can ride by each other, or you can go to your own ball, and then you meet up at the green and drive right up to the green just to the side of it, and you can step off and go.
I like surf the earth on the golf board. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So,
no, it's fun.
Yeah, it is. It sounds fun, and I'd really like to try it. So are there golf courses in Hawaii that have the golf board?
Yeah, we actually, when we first, you know, kind of came to market in 2014, obviously Hawaii was kind of the first market to really accept it and adopt it. And so, yeah, we have, if you don't mind, I can just read a few.
Oh,
you
know, I'd love it. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Let me scroll down to the.
By the way, if you come to one that I have tee times available on, I'm going to stop you. Okay, so don't be surprised.
Yeah, no worries. So yeah, we have Kona Haniki, the Four Seasons, Aluluai, the Clipper Club, Ho'okala, Kuku'ula, Ka'anapali, the Four Seasons on Lanai, Kauai Lagoons, Makai, and Mauna Kea.
Wow. So there's mainly on Kauai and on Maui and some on the Big Island.
Yeah. Yep.
Very nice. So
the main, and then I think we're getting some at Poipu here pretty soon as well, again on Kauai.
Great. Well, at Poipu Bay, I have an 8:30, an 11:50, and a 12 o'clock if you'd like to go out and play. And I just want to do a shout out to the Southside Men's Club. May you all hit the sweet spot every time, and just think a golf board may be in your future that you can try out. That would be so cool.
That's right. It should be on its way fairly soon, so we'll see how it ends up.
So, what powers it? I mean, obviously, when I get onto it, I got my bags in the front. I've got my handlebars to hold on to if I start feeling wiggly. But I'm not going to be pushing this forward, right?
No. So it's designed to be used by virtually anybody. I have a 7-year-old son, and I have a couple in my garage, and we go right around our neighborhood, and he can ride it. It's a thumb throttle. So essentially you'll push down on the thumb throttle. It's battery powered. And as you push down, it will maintain the speed at the level that you push it. So if you're going down a hill, straight or up a hill, if you decide to go a half a mile to 3 miles to 4 miles, whatever the speed you choose, it'll maintain that speed. And then once you let go of the thumb throttle, it will just stop for you. It's got automatic braking, and you don't have to worry about trying to figure out how to stop it.
Nice. Nice. So it's like power on, power off.
That simple.
Yes, that's good. It's got a lithium ion battery?
Correct. It's got a 48-volt lithium, which means it'll go up to about 27 holes on a charge, depending on the weight of the person and how much it's ridden, and obviously how much up and down there is on the golf course. But it will go 18 holes. When we first came to market, the first batteries barely made 18. We've now seen the battery technology, get better to where these boards will now go 18 holes. And then it takes anywhere from about an hour to about an hour and 45 minutes to charge after a round of 18 holes.
Well, cool. So you can go into the clubhouse, have lunch, and then do another 18 if that's your desire.
Yeah.
And is it really heavy? Let's say my battery dies. Can I push it to my destination, to the car, or wherever it has to go? Does it load
up? Unfortunately, you can't.
Okay.
So it's got a rear braking system, so it kind of locks itself in place. But it only weighs 115 pounds.
Okay.
So
grab a friend.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Where can I get more about the golf board?
We're on, just our website at golfboard.com. We're on all the social channels, the main ones, Facebook at golfboard. With Instagram, it's just at golfboard. And then at Twitter, it's at golfboards with an S. That's where you'll find us, at least online. And you could actually visit on the website. You can see where to ride. There's a tab there, and that'll give you a full network of every golf course that has them.
Awesome. And, Jeff, what is the name of your contact on Maui?
His name is Nick McQueeny. If you actually just get onto our website again and see under reps, you will see his contact info there.
Excellent. Jeffrey Harbertson, Golf Board National Sales Director and Social Media Director, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. A pleasure talking with you.
You as well. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to go to Medina. And we're going to discover something about Medina that I don't think, it's Ryder Cup, it's U.S. Open, it's PGA Championship, it's U.S. Senior Open won by Gary Player at Medina. It's all of those things, but it's a lot more. And we'll be back with Michael Poncio, first of all, the executive chef there, and Diana DeLucia, who is CEO of Golf Kitchen, and Medina will be featured in her spring issue. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing! Your experts on call.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We'll go around the islands real quick. Volcano on the Big Island has an 850, a 920, a 1030. It's 59 degrees, and I hear it's really raining in Hilo. So it's going to be above Hilo, but then again, Saddle Road gets a whole lot of rain, too, up country. Makalei has an 836, a 1010, 11 o'clock. Didn't get a read on how much rain is happening on the Kona side of the Big Island. Poipu Bay, 830, 1150, 12 o'clock. And as I said, Southside Men's Club's going out. May all hit the sweet spot every time. Kapolei on Oahu has an 1158. Royal Hawaiian has a 930 and 11 o'clock. Makaha East, a 930 and a 1045. The Kahili Course, that's the home of Claude Brousseau's Maui School of Golf. You can play there at Kahili at 958 and then after 11 o'clock. And Wailea, the Emerald Course, has a 938 and a 1059. Okay, Golf Kitchen. Golf Kitchen has an extravaganza coming up. CEO is with us right now. She's also the editor-in-chief of Golf Kitchen Magazine and her books, Golf Kitchen. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Absolutely. I'm so excited to meet Michael Ponzio, executive chef, Medina Country Club. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
This is really cool. Okay. Diana introduced me to Michael. Medina will be featured in the spring issue of Golf Kitchen. The winter issue, Diana, didn't it just ship the winter issue with Gary Player on the cover?
Yeah, we shipped this week and already people are contact me, telling me how much they love this issue.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, an interview with Gary Player, Rye Weddington was lucky to have the conversation with him, and it really features fitness. What you put in your body is so important. And I think Chef Michael Ponzio, let me give some background. He grew up in a large Italian family. He was cooking with his Nana Kay, learning how to cook Italian delicacies. And he got his first job at the age of 12 in his uncle's restaurant. And after one night, he knew he'd found his passion. He's 12 years old, okay? Chef Michael learned to cook at home, studied work, though. I mean, the thing about, I think, Chef Michael that struck me reading his bio was how much he immersed himself, not just in the hands-on part, but studying. Why do certain foods brown better dry than wet? You ever thought about that? When you're, browning onions? Why the air changes certain foods, different colors, and not others. He studied the top chefs in the country. He read their menus, cookbooks, interviews. He worked in restaurants after Kendall College. And today, Michael Ponzio, executive chef at Medina Country Club, the host of the Ryder Cup in 2012, 2006 PGA Championship, 1999 PGA Championship, 1990 U.S. Open, 1988 U.S. Senior Open, which was won by Gary Player. So, but there's something really neat. I want to talk with you, Michael, about what you do inside the kitchen, of course. But I'm fascinated about how you discovered the maple trees at Medina. tell us that story.
You know, so when I actually started at Medina, this is my first private club. I was always in restaurants before. And I'm looking around at this place that is just massive, 643 acres, and I'm like, what? We have to be able to do something special. So I wanted to do a garden, but at the time it just wasn't happening. So the first winter goes by, and I was talking to one of the clubhouse managers, and he's like, oh, yeah, we have maple trees. And I said, really? He's like, could we tap them? He said, I think so, absolutely. So went on YouTube, started studying and learning, and next thing you know, we drilled into five trees and came away with a couple gallons of syrup. And after that, we've just been increasing production like crazy. Last year, we tapped 30 trees and yielded about 30 gallons of syrup.
Okay, that's amazing. Do you have people helping you? Because in addition to being the executive chef, I imagine you don't have a whole lot of time to be out there monitoring those.
You know what? The harvest time is actually this time of year, which, you know, for where we're at, is perfect. So my entire team is so passionate that they all come out with me, or we'll go out, or they'll go out, and we all go gather and drill together. And then we actually built an event with the members, which Diana was at, where we take them out and tap the trees and show them how it's actually made and the full process. So they actually help a little bit, too.
Diana, you were there. What was it like?
Oh, it was fabulous. There was the members are really passionate about everything that Michael's doing over at Medina, and it's amazing to see the children, how much they respect him, and they love following Michael around, learning how to milk the maple trees on the golf course, and of course we were treated to an amazing brunch, and everything was made with maple syrup. It was either made with maple syrup or it had Medina maple syrup in it, and then they gave us little gift jars of maple syrup to take home, which was fantastic.
It sounds wonderful. Michael, so you have this maple syrup, and as Diana was saying, all of a sudden, you have this new ingredient. I've always been curious about the creation of a new recipe. You know, how do you know what's going to work together? Is it a lot of try, you know, try and try, try again?
Sure.
Yeah. You talk to us about that.
So, you know, what we do when we're looking, and the beauty of like our garden here, for example, is my chefs and I will go out to the garden and start talking, and we'll say, hey, snow peas are about to come into season. All right, what are we going to do? Well, let's do this, let's do that. You know, we normally end up picking our protein almost last. So we build the layers of flavor and textures, and then decide what the protein's going to be. So whether we're doing, you know, a pan-roasted halibut with an English pea brown butter puree and sautéed snow peas and sweet bell peppers, because everything's in season, you know, and then we just go with that. Or if we're going to do some sort of a rack of lamb, you know, but we see we have favas and we're getting morels in and things that are really just going to be earthy and starchy and fantastic, something like lamb would really cut through that nicely. So we use the seasonality as a lot of our builds. And then for flavor comparisons and matching things up, a lot of it is just trial and error.
We
made a lot of fantastic things and a lot of awful things, which is why we try it first, you know?
So in other words, for all of us triers in the kitchen, if something doesn't come out right, just go, okay, you know, got to eat it. It's like you can't throw it away.
Well, I think that's why we have pizza services, delivery services. That's what I always say. I'll tell you funny. So we were experimenting with smoking some vegetables, and I'm like, okay, we're going to make a smoked sunchoke. And I put these things on the smoker, and I took them off, and I ate it, and I swear you would have thought I drank a glass of cigarette butt. I was crying. It was so disgusting. Like crying laughing for a good 20 minutes. I made everyone eat it.
Just so they knew how terrible it was?
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, you got to try this. You got to try this. They're like, it's awful. I'm like, I know.
You know, it sounds like you've really, I'm in awe that your family and you're at 12 knowing, because, you know, there are so many children who at the age between 10 and 12 are so there. They're so attuned. They haven't gotten into the teenage years, but you were right in the family arm, and they just kind of, did your family assist you in this transition from being 12 to going through teenage years to going to college? Did you ever doubt yourself?
Sure.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, of course. I still do. I mean, I think that's part of being human and you know, being imperfect. When I was growing up and, you know, as we got older, I mean, most 12-year-olds don't have jobs. I loved it. I love working in general. And I would be cooking with my Nona and everything. And then when I went to college, actually, for graphic design for about a year and a half. And I was there doing it, and I just was not fulfilled. And I turned to my mom and I said, this isn't working. I want to go to culinary school. And she said, absolutely. And since then, I mean, support like crazy, you know, helping in things, helping watch the kids when I'm working, all those kind of things. My wife is amazing, so she helps a lot and supports a lot with that, too. So there's a lot of family support.
That's awesome. Well, it's just having the history, too. Some of the things that she taught, I can't pronounce. I didn't want to bring them up. What were some of the delicacies, the Italian delicacies that you learned to make?
Oh, my goodness. Look, from my Nona alone, I mean, her braised pork neck bones, I still make them here at the club, and they're just, every time I taste them, that takes me home. You know, in Italy, learning how to make a proper cacio pepe sauce, keeping it simple, a carbonara, how, you know, America, often people put heavy cream in there and mushrooms and this and bacon, and that's not how it's done. And you know, learning the roots like that, really just helped me understand how it should be, and then learning to adjust it to American palates.
Wow.
But I also was had the pleasure of working in restaurants where they did bastardize the dishes in a sense and Americanize them. So I got to see both sides, which was really helpful.
Yeah. And did you find that the American palate accepts the traditional if you're served the traditional?
Now, yeah, I think diners now are so much more educated than they used to be. Diners are foodies, you know, things like Instagram and all that just really help bring it through. My Instagram, when I post a special or anything I'm working on, I have members commenting. They're coming and asking about it. The juniors, some of the kids, come up and talk to me about it. You know, members have so many, or sorry, diners in general have so many more resources at their hands to understand. Whereas 20 years ago, you walk in and I put an ossobuco on the menu. Yeah, if you eat it, you know what it is, but otherwise you have no clue.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know. Tell me that in English. Michael Poncio is executive chef, Medina Country Club. And one of the things, you know, golf courses are created for flood control basins. We have a lot of those on Oahu. So if it floods, it's going to be kept inside that golf course area. The Coral Creek area, okay, on Oahu is one that comes to mind. We have golf courses that serve as nature preserves, places where the birds, the flora, the fauna, whatever it is that needs to be kept, you know, safe. That's what the golf course does. It provides that safety, that security, and it's watched, and it's cultivated, it's maintained. And here at Medina, there are maple trees, and now Michael Poncio, executive chef at Medina, has tapped into them. And I want you to tell us, we all know maple syrup goes over pancakes, but you got to tell us, what did you create with maple syrup that we wouldn't necessarily think of doing?
Oh my goodness, it's so versatile. It's such an amazing product because it being pure, it's not just corn syrup with caramel coloring and maple flavoring. It's so the amount of vitamins and minerals in there and everything just make it actually good for you. So we do everything from, you know, we make an infused maple breakfast sausage. We make a maple roasted pork belly. We make maple vinaigrettes, maple Dijon vinaigrette. We use it for crusts for meats. We make cocktails with it. A maple infused Manhattan is really outstanding. We use it to jazz up. It's crazy. I know.
It sounds good. It's a little early.
It's wonderful. It's just a little sinful, I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, we use it on so many different things. And we on every menu, I probably have 1 to 2 items with maple in it. Because I also don't want to be overkill and be the, you know, Maple Country Club.
Right, of course, yeah. Then they'd want to go, oh, my God, here he comes again with maple syrup.
Exactly.
I'm so tired of maple syrup. So you literally go to the garden. When I was talking with when Royal Isabella was still Royal Isabella and Jose Carle was there, he talked to me about going to the garden to see what the harvest, what was coming up. You know, and then he would plan his, he'd go fishing, and then he'd figure out what his menu. So it sounds like now that you have a garden at Medina, that's exactly what you do. You go find out what is available in the garden, and then you work from there. That's beautiful.
Oh, yes. We have we actually just wrote our gardening calendar, if you would, for the year. So we kind of stage it out and know when to plant this, when to plant that, so that it's going to be the best and when it pops. And, you know, making sure that the butternut squashes are coming out in October and all those kind of things, so that they do match up with the seasonality and the weather that they need.
It's a real pleasure talking with you.
It's a ton of fun.
I can't wait for the spring issue of Golf Kitchen to come out. I'm going to ask Diana. We're having a little bit of audio problems with the conference line. You're not coming in as strong as I'd like you to. So I'm going to ask you to disconnect and then call in Michael Ponzio, Executive Chef of Medina Country Club. What do you love about Golf Kitchen? Magazine.
What do I love about Golf Kitchen?
Golf Kitchen, the magazine, the books.
Honestly, I love seeing something in the golf world that is not golf. I am not a golfer. And the country club chefs and private golf chefs have so many resources and are so talented and able to do so many things. Seeing it actually be featured and highlighted, and after meeting Diana and seeing how passionate she is, it's an amazing publication.
It is an amazing publication. We're going to find out more about a really cool event, the Culinary Extravaganza 2-Day Golf Kitchen Cup. A golf tournament you are welcome to sign up for. Maybe not Michael Ponzio. He's not a golfer. And thanks for being on
the show. The April issue will be really, really good looking. I can tell you that.
You wouldn't happen to be on the cover, would you?
No. But I'm on the inside.
You're on the inside. Well, then you're covered. You see, you're safe. Thank you very much for being on the show, Michael.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk with Diana DeLucia, the CEO and the editor-in-chief, Golf Kitchen Magazine, and her books. Teddy Greenstein is coming up as well. We may have to squeeze him in. Got to talk to him. It looks like he needs to do something. He's, you know, a soccer dad. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
1-800-841-2837. Your experts on call.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
All righty. I think our executive producer, Rick, needs to give Diana DeLucia the call-in number so she can give us a jingle and get in. Oh, wasn't that
actually,
fun?
No, I'm here.
You're still there? Okay. So we can hear you pretty well this time. I think it was having the real strong connection from Michael Ponzio. He's a doll.
I told you he was an absolutely amazing chef and young man.
He is an absolutely amazing young man. All right, so the winter issue with Gary Player on the cover shipped this week. And the spring issue, so we can't get the winter issue anymore. That's done. But for people who want to get in on Golf Kitchen Magazine, how do they do that?
Well, we have subscriptions available on the website at golfkitchen.com. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the Italian connections in the spring issue. Danielle, we have Anthony Giacinello on the cover from Seven Axe Golf Club in Southampton. And I'm really excited about that. And I'm really excited about bringing everybody over to Mexico for the first ever Golf Kitchen extravaganza happening April 26th to 29th in Punta Mita, Mexico, with the Four Seasons and the St. Regis. And we're bringing chefs in from all over the place to cook up a storm. And over 4 days, we have our own Golf Kitchen Pro-Am. It's the Golf Kitchen Cup.
Diana, I need to stop you. I need you to call into our studio line because it's just not coming through the way we need it to. It's
okay, no worries. I'll call back in.
Do you have that line number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, the 808-546-567. Where'd it go? I'll text it to you right now, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's take a quick break. We're also looking for Teddy. Is Teddy back? No, we don't have Teddy. Okay, so we're just going to wing it because we're going to have Sarah Forrest calling in from the UK in just a few minutes as well. So we've got a lot of balls in the air here, and we're going to give it a shot. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837,
your experts on call.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
All right. Hi, we're looking forward to talking with Sarah Forrest, and she has an international event coming up for women. So we'll be talking with Sarah in just a moment. First, we want to talk with Diana DeLucia, CEO, editor, Golf Kitchen Magazine. The winter issue with Gary Player on the cover shipped this week, and it is going to be in your inbox, your mailbox, that is, your real mailbox. It's a beautiful magazine, very high quality, and Diana is an award-winning food photographer. The website is live now. The Culinary Extravaganza and two-day Golf Kitchen Cup, a golf tournament you are welcome to sign up for in Punta Mita. It's going to happen at the Punta Mita Resorts, of course, that's St. Regis and Four Seasons, and that's April 26th through the 29th at Punta Mita. So we're going to talk now with Diana DeLucia about this winter issue that's out and the spring issue that's coming out. Diana, welcome into the clubhouse again.
Hi, how are you? I wouldn't worry too much about that. You've been running this show for so long, and little hiccups like this mean nothing, really.
I'm not worried about it at all. I was kind of like starting over, and so when I edit this, we've got a fabulous thing that I can share on my podcast version of the show, individual featured segments. Yes, indeed. So let's go straight to the Culinary Extravaganza and two-day Golf Kitchen Cup.
Well, I'm really excited because, you know, as you know, we've had the two dinners, the first one being at Wingsfoot for the book launch and the second one being at Kiowa Island. Now that the chefs have all bonded, it's been fantastic to be able to reunite them and bring them to Mexico all together again. I know some of them can't be there, but for the most part, we're going to have a great time, and the members and guests are going to really, really enjoy it. And I know the chefs are going to love working with each other again. And they want to have this as this is the inaugural event. And if it goes really well, we'll be doing it every year.
Absolutely. The Golf Kitchen PuntaMita.com is the live website. That's Golf Kitchen, PuntaMita.com. As like Mel Soul said when he was on the show, he said, if I was free in April, I would be there. You can be there. There are three different packages that you can go for. One of the packages is to have the whole thing and stay on property. Another one is a package to have the whole thing and not stay on property. And another is just to enjoy the cuisine that is going to be presented by all these fabulous chefs coming together. And the list is on the website. Again, that's golfkitchenpuntamita.com. It's going to be a fabulous evening, several soirees. Tell us a little bit about what people who just want to go there for the food are going to experience.
Oh, there's an array of activities and going on. We have private lunches and dinners that they can book in for during the week. There's an opening cocktail event and a closing cocktail gala, pool party, everything. It's absolutely stunning property. Nothing that you would need when you're on that property. It's all there for you. It's absolutely stunning. You're going to have chefs from some of the best golf clubs. In fact, I was hoping that Michael could have been there, but his brother's getting married, so we couldn't pull him away from that. We would love to have him there, though, next year.
It'll be great. It'll be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fabulous. I mean, we have, you know, you can book a lunch or a dinner with Wingsfoot. You can have a lunch or a dinner with Doug and Jose Carle. There will be things like that going on. I know Doug and Jose are playing in the golf tournament, so I'm not sure if you remember, but Jose used to play on the tour when he was very young, and he's going to be competing as well as cooking. So, and Doug will also be competing as well as cooking. So it's going to be a lot of fun happening out there in Mexico.
It sounds like it. Now, the three different packages, where would we be staying if we chose to stay on property and just be there?
I do believe you can choose to stay at the St. Regis or the Four Seasons. Punta Mita, the resort, is in the middle of it all. And the St. Regis and the Four Seasons resorts are on either side. But I do believe it will be the St. Regis and Four Seasons properties, and they're absolutely gorgeous. I mean, there's nothing to... I mean, there's nothing I can compare it to. It's an absolutely stunning property. It's very unique. The golf course is absolutely beautiful. And the restaurants, the chefs, the teams there on the site, on the property are outstanding. So with the support that they get, the chefs will be getting when they arrive is just going to be unrivaled.
Anthony Giacopanello, the executive chef of Sabonic, is going to be there as well.
Yeah, we... actually, they're building a new kitchen, and I noticed that everybody's building a new kitchen, so it seems, at Sabonic. So we're hoping that Anthony can attend the entire event, but most likely he's only going to be there for half the event. So fingers crossed everything will work out, and he'll be there for the whole event.
And Damian Gilchrist, the Sankaty Head Golf Club in Nantucket, he's going to be there, the executive chef?
Yes, actually, Damien's a new addition to Golf Kitchen. He recently started as the executive chef at Sankaty Head on Nantucket Island, and he's just coming from Ocean Reef Club in Florida, which is, I mean, I have been recommended to the Ocean Reef Club by many GMs all over the country, and it just so happens that Damien happened to take the job at Sankaty Head, and now he's coming to Mexico with us, and he is a fantastic chef. He already has his own cookbook, and I think he's working on another one, and also his own wine brand coming out soon.
It's exciting. And Gaston Yelich, born in Uruguay, Gaston's been a cook since he can remember. It's like a passion, isn't it? Where is he? What course is he with?
He's actually coming in through Punta Mita. I haven't met him yet. I haven't worked with him yet, but I will be working with him. I'm creating Golf Kitchen Mexico, my first international edition. It will be all Mexican golf and food. And he'll be appearing in that magazine, which will probably come out sometime in the summer.
Excellent. And so, and the host chef is Jesus Duran. Isn't he also from...
No, Peso Persico.
Ah, that's it, yes.
He is the host chef. I adore him. Everyone is going to adore Peso. He is an absolute joy to work with. He has some really interesting quirks, and I think he'd be great to have on your show. I was totally blown away by Peso because a lot of people were telling me that, you know, he was quite... in chef land, they would say, you know, he's not very pleasant. And I was thinking, really? And when I met him, he was absolutely fabulous, fun, amazing chef. He's an extreme snowboarder, and he travels all over the world snowboarding. He's got a little daughter who's 12, who's, you know, adorable, and he is a really great chef. I mean, I ate grasshoppers, so I just had a fabulous meal with him. He made me a four-course menu, and it was just delicious.
He'll have to get a golf board, and maybe he'll take up golfing.
I don't think he plays golf.
Yes, well, maybe he would be inclined to if he could use the golf board. We talked with Jeffrey Harbertson, the national sales manager, earlier. It's an awesome way to get around the golf course, so he could have fun time. And speaking of golf, the transition there, our two-day Golf Kitchen Cup. That'll take place on both the Jack Nicklaus signature golf courses, Bahia and Pacifico, and that'll be also that week. So if you're into the food but you'd rather go play golf for 2 days on some beautiful golf courses, this is also something. That's part of one of the packages that you can just go play golf?
I think most people want to eat as well. But we're also having... I think we're having the opening cocktail party on the golf course itself. I'm not sure which one. But the chefs will be out there cooking and serving amazing little tasty bites, whatever they decide to make on the opening night on the golf course, I'm pretty sure.
Excellent. And Diana DeLucia, so pleasant to talk with you, CEO and the editor-in-chief of Golf Kitchen Magazine, and of course her book. She's working on a second edition of the book, and the magazine comes out 4 times a year. Pleasure talking with you. Thank you for being on the show.
No worries. See you soon. Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to be talking with Sarah. And I think Sarah Forrest has been standing by for a while. So we're going to be with her in just a minute. But first, we're going to take a break and come back and see if we found Teddy Greenstein. Not sure if Teddy is on yet. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing. Experts on call. Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. We do have Teddy Greenstein on the line now. Sarah Forrest, co-founder, a CEO, Golf Guru Group. I have not forgotten you. It's just been a little bit of a different kind of morning. So, Sarah, just stand by. I'll be with you shortly. Teddy's only got 10 minutes, so we're going to race through this. All right, Teddy. First off, I understand that the Chicago Tribune has had you learning some of the things that you must do to prepare to be an Olympic athlete. In the particularly, did they choose ski jumping for you?
Yeah, they must not like me. I think they're trying to get rid of me. They had me do some ski jumping along with curling and speed skating. I would rank them in terms of joy. Curling was one. Ski jumping was two. And it's kind of an asterisk on the jumping part. I got about an inch off the ground. And speed skating was three. I was absolutely awful at speed skating. But, yeah, it was just kind of a way to, you know, relate it to the Olympic events in terms of if people actually want to learn how to do these things.
Yeah, and speed skating, the problem with speed skating is the blades are so long for you to cross over. Did you find yourself falling over?
I didn't fall.
Oh,
but the
yay.
Problem is, I didn't fall, but I went like 1 mile an hour. So I think the speed part of speed skating eluded me.
Yeah, it's just learning your equipment. That's all. Teddy Greenstein is sports reporter for Chicago Tribune. And we've talked a lot with Mark Rolfing. He's been on the show frequently. And, of course, you know, Mark Rolfing has been a huge advocate of getting kids on the course here in Hawaii. And all of the municipal courses now allow kids to play free until the age of 17. They just have to get a golf cart and show that they're a kama'aina. So he's gone off to, and he also, of course, wants to get Topgolf. To be at the Alawai, it would infuse an energy into the golf industry. A little bit of fluffing up of the Alawai golf course, not changing it, just fluffing it. But now he's really working hard on the Chicago Parks Golf Alliance. And Teddy wrote an article about the Chicago Parks Golf Alliance. And I think he said, don't even bother to go with version 2.0 because they're way past that. They're using letters and they're in version V. Was it version V?
That sounds right.
Yeah,
Danielle, it's a complicated project because it's in an area where there's a lot of traffic. There are cars, there are people, there's a lake. It's a very expensive area, you know, in an urban spot. So it's just incredibly complicated. Like, the land is a little flat, so they have to do something there to jazz it up a little bit. But Bo Welling, who's Tiger Woods' top architect, is really the point guy in this from an architectural point of view. And Mark Rolfing has done a spectacular job. You know, this is an area where for 20, 30, 40 years, people have been talking about, hey, let's combine these two golf courses. One's an 18, one's a 9, and let's make it into something terrific, because Chicago itself does not have a championship golf course, but everybody so far has tried and failed. Mark has taken it very far, and it really looks like it's going to happen.
Just a moment. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. So, now, I think it's fantastic. There's sustainability worked into this, not just for the sustaining golf and bringing golf stronger into the, you know, getting kids back in so it becomes sustainable as a business, but also sustainability in the sense of how the, you know, golf course, what it needs, and can it exist without a whole lot of special treatment. So all of that is being taken into account. It's going to be free. The kids get to play free. It'd be a great place for sporting events. Maybe a major. There's been talk of the BMW Championship being there, maybe something like that. I understand from your article, but let me get to, there's also talk that it's not in the right kind of part of town where kids could afford to go there and play. It may be free, but can they get the equipment? Is that really a concern?
Well, look, it's in an area now that is, that is pretty beaten up. The South Shore Jackson Park area has been often neglected. You know, most of the money goes to areas on the north side, and this is the south side where, not that far from the area, you know, there are some tough spots and certainly some low income housing, but I think that's the reason why you want to go there and do it. You want to revitalize that area. You want to invest. You know, there are a lot of beaches around there, but they're hard to access for pedestrians because the city hasn't spent money on pedestrian bridges. So the other great part about this is it's right near the Obama Presidential Center. So if the city is already going to do a lot to the area there, you know, in terms of improving the roads and investing, you know, why not do it for the golf course? So I don't know how many kids will be playing there, because that's certainly an area that has not produced a lot of golfers, but there's going to be a great caddy program, and that might be the most important part about this whole thing. Yeah, I mean, if you have kids who have summer jobs and potential access to college scholarships, that would be huge.
No, that hasn't been brought up at all. And I think that is huge. You're right. It gets kids outdoors. They earn some money. They learn a game that they could learn themselves at some point. That is, that's a big plus. It's a big plus. And Jackson Park Golf Association just came out a couple of days ago with a tweet supporting the project on a long list, saying now is the time to modernize the courses and, what they said, revitalize our community aesthetically.
Yeah, that's right, Danielle. I mean, certainly there are some groups who are saying, wait a second, what is this going to do to traffic? And, you know, I like the Jackson Park golf course as it is because it's very inexpensive to play. But these are 100-year-old golf courses, and, you know, they haven't been kept very well. So in some cases, the fairways are about 10 paces wide, and the greens are tiny, and there are trees hanging all over the place. So I understand the concern of some folks saying, hey, you know, don't turn my $25 golf course into a $200 golf course, but as long as the organizers stick to their word and they allow, you know, folks to play inexpensively, it would be a huge success.
Yes, it could be. Chicago Parks Golf Alliance, mission to promote affordable, sustainable, urban golf and expanded youth programs. What we've talked about has hit on all of those things. Affordable, keeping it affordable, sustainable, urban, of course, it's right there, and expanding the youth programs. And you have added a huge part. These are 100-plus-year-old golf courses, South Shore and Jackson Park. Their history. And to bring them back and to bring a caddy program in, that's, you know, the Evans Scholarship is right there for them to move into from something like that. It's gives me goosebumps, chicken skin. And Tiger Woods' involvement. You talk about Barack Obama wanting Tiger Woods to be involved, and Tiger accepted a reduced fee?
That is right. No, he's committed to this. And, you know, yeah, when President Obama calls and says, hey, Tiger, I want you to get involved, that's obviously very powerful. Tiger says that the youth element of this would be huge. I mean, if you can revitalize the city, get kids interested in golf, you know, get them caddying, then you're using golf as a great mechanism to improve their lives.
I love it. All right, our 10 minutes is up. Where are you going, Teddy?
I got my daughters, and we're about to go to a Loyola basketball game.
Ah, no wonder. He's like, let me go already. Teddy Greenstein, sports reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure meeting you and talking with you.
I hope to meet you in person.
That would
Thanks
be cool.
For me.
Aloha.
All right. Talk to you.
We're going to come back and talk about the international event that's coming up for ladies. International Ladies Golf Tournament. The 9th to the 16th of September this year. It's just a year before the Solheim Cup. And it's being played, the one that you could play in, on the same course as the Solheim Cup. So we'll watch the Solheim Cup, we'll get to know the course, and then we'll go play in Scotland. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing. 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Many of you met Sarah Forrest on the show a couple of years ago when she was on to talk about, well, she's been an advisor to Golf Tourism England. So she's been involved kind of like what we just talked about with Teddy Greenstein and Mark Rolfing, you know, advising people on the best way to enhance a destination golf-wise. And it would be so much fun to have that kind of expertise come into lots of communities, because on the mainland, they need it. We don't need, you know, so many of our golf courses are going, we're just fine, thank you very much. We don't have any tee times available. But Sarah Forrest is CEO and founder of Golf Guru Group, all things golf. And the International Ladies Golf Tournament is something she is very excited about. Welcome into the clubhouse, Sarah.
Hi, Danielle. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for your patience.
No problem. You've had a few technical issues, have you?
No, but it's so much fun. You know, you just bounce back with it. So this is the International Ladies Golf Tournament is really the first to bring all women together from any country around the world to play an international tournament, and of all places in Scotland, the home of golf, and at Glen Eagles, an amazing location.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So tell us, what do you mean by bringing women together? Who gets to play?
It's basically open to any amateur lady golfer. So as long as they have a registered club handicap within their own country, in the UK we're Congu registered, in different countries it'll be different things. So long as they have a club handicap, they're not professional golfers, and they just enjoy traveling and want to go and experience some really exciting golf, then it's open to them.
So the International Ladies Golf Tournament is going to be held 9th to the 16th, September 2018, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about Perth and Kinross.
Perth is we have peculiarities in the UK. We like to call our counties by different names. Everybody knows it as Perthshire, but the actual local authority is actually called Perth and Kinross.
Oh,
but it's Perthshire effectively, which is where Glen Eagles is housed in Perthshire. So it's called the Perth and Kinross, and the reason I put that in there is because the local authority wants us to acknowledge that there is a variety of golf courses in that area, as well as Glen Eagles.
Okay, and in fact, the ladies, you know, you'd be representing your own country. You know, you'd be playing 5.5 rounds of golf. Glen Eagles, the Queen's golf courses. Glen Eagles, the PGA course. Now you're going to have to help me with the pronunciation of, I can say Rosemont.
Yeah, we're fairly simple in the UK. It just says Blair Gowrie.
Blair Gowrie
Rosemount Golf Course, and okay. Blair Gowrie Wee Course.
Okay.
And then Murray's Hall Golf Course, and then Creef Golf Course. We're simple. We don't put too many difficult letters into our languages.
Yeah, but it's pronounced in ways that are not necessarily the way an American would say them. And it's,
I always say that we gave up spare letters to the Welsh.
Ah, and that's why we don't understand them at all, right? Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. And so in addition to the golf, you get breakfast and food after golf at each of the golf venues, including afternoon tea. With the Perth
and... the afternoon tea is quite exciting as far as we have a provost. Do you know what a provost is?
No idea.
Okay, the provost is like your local mayor. So he's the provost of Perth and Kinross. So he's going to be hosting the afternoon tea for the very first half round. So the first half round is a team competition for the ladies, and this is where the country element will come into play, because the team competitions are for the countries, and in the rest of it, the other three rounds are for the individuals. So he will be there to host the afternoon tea, which is a very English or UK thing to do as an afternoon tea, so I thought that was quite nice to throw that in.
I do too. And now tell us, what is an afternoon tea?
Oh, an afternoon tea is like a high tea. It's generally sandwiches and cakes.
Yeah, lovely. Now, what time is afternoon?
I'm often a little, like, tiny sizes, so one mouthful kind of cakes.
Yes.
It varies from venue to venue, and sometimes you get a different kind of tea, which is tea and scones, so that's different again.
Is it still called afternoon tea if the scones are thrown in there with the tea?
It depends on who you're speaking to. I wouldn't call it afternoon tea, because to me a full afternoon tea is you know, how you get the tiered cake stands of the three tiers.
Yes, of course.
They just have those for the afternoon tea. That would be, to me, a proper afternoon tea.
Now, what time of day is it supposed to be served?
Pardon?
What time of day is it supposed to be served?
It's usually... there's no set time, but I would say between 2 and 4.
And then what time is dinner in the UK?
The evening dinner? You have to say, very peculiar. In some parts of the country, we call dinner lunch, and in other parts, we call dinner the evening meal. So I call dinner the evening meal, so dinner in the evening is usually about 6:30 or 7.
Okay. It's to me, you know, that's one of the beauties of going to this International Ladies Golf Tournament. I mean, it's going to have, you're going to get the culture, you know, and that's what you want. You don't want to go someplace and just have it be like where you are at home.
Exactly, and the breakfast will be a full Scottish breakfast. So you'll get peculiar things like white pudding and obviously haggis for breakfast.
Haggis for breakfast. Everybody says breakfast is the most important meal, and, you know, it should be a hearty one.
The Scottish heat well, but then they have to insulate themselves because it's so cold up there.
What is white pudding, or dare I ask?
Oh, it's a sausage kind of thing, very similar. So do you know what black pudding is?
Yes, kind of. But I
That's
mean, is
the
it...
blood pudding. So black pudding is the blood pudding, and the most famous one is actually a Scottish one from Stornoway, the island of Stornoway. So that's the most sought after, best black pudding you can get. And a white pudding is more of an oat base.
Okay.
More mealy. You know, corn and oaks and that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. See, no, that's when we think of pudding here in the States, we think of a pudding like
it's a like dessert.
Yes, it's like and it's runny. It's got a consistency that you put it in a cup and eat it with a spoon. You know,
yes.
Right. So that's not what this pudding is at all.
No, this is more of a sausage.
See,
we just call it pudding just to confuse our American friends.
Back to golf. Okay, we all are kind of on the same page on that one. This is so much fun.
Yeah.
So it's 7 nights, bed and breakfast, twin share accommodation at either Marischal or Grief Hydro Hotels. Murray's yeah. Hall, rather. Murray's Hall or the Grief Hydro Hotel. Or 7 yeah. nights, bed and breakfast, twin share accommodations at Grief Hydro, self-catering lodges based on 4 or 6 sharing a 2 to 3 bedroom lodge. How nice.
Yes, exactly.
Very comfortable.
We've added the lodges because sometimes the ladies might come with just a friend and they want to share a hotel room. They may come by themselves so they can have a single supplement room, but also they may come with a few friends and have the fun of a lodge where they can just go and crash out by themselves at the end of the evening. So we wanted to give them all opportunities. Even the ladies in the lodges will still get all of the food elements, so they will still get the full breakfast and they will still get the food after the golf.
Excellent. And all transportation is included to and from each golf course and hotel, 2 dedicated trips to and from Edinburgh or the Glasgow airports, depending on where you want it to fly into. What format are you playing?
Oh, well, the team competition, which is the country competition, we're playing a half round, as I say, on the wee course on Blair Gowrie. And that will be a pairs competition, more of a fun competition. It won't be, it's to help people relax and just enjoy the time, and also to get to know not only their team, because of course they may not know each other when they all come together, but the other members of the teams and the other countries as well. And the other team format, which will be a pairs competition, will be on the PGA course, which is where the Solheim Cup will be played a year later.
Wow.
And the reason we've gone for a pairs competition or a team competition on the PGA course is because it's actually quite a tough course, and I think it's important that the ladies enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, you can beat yourself up if you're given a tough course.
Yeah.
So there's no point doing that. You might as well go out, enjoy it, and go home and remember it much better, I think.
And there's prizes, and there's goodie bags, and there's the finals dinner and prize giving, and it's it sounds like a whole lot of fun. You know, I don't know if I'd make it through all these golf courses. I might just have to walk with
it.
You. I'll be somebody's caddy. This is a lot of golf for between the ninth.
It's a lot of golf. But the thought process behind doing it, how we've done it, is when people are going to go away, they want to see as much as they can. So if people do want to come before or after, then we have currently 16 golf tour operators selling this into 16 different countries. So they would just get in touch with a golf tour operator and say, okay, I want to stay an extra couple of days and maybe go into Edinburgh for a couple of days or something like that.
So they can mix it up. That's really good.
Yes.
And I think you were really smart not to try to do this yourselves.
No way.
Yeah, right. But to make sure that the people who know how to plan all of the traveling, they can help with not just booking, but the travel, adding to, taking, you know, whatever they want to do. The pictures
are... Yes, exactly. Our remit is to, obviously, we own the event, but to event manage the event, and the actual logistics, as it were, are down to the individual golf tour operators in each of the countries. And they know their markets, too. You know, they know how to speak the language quite often, and we don't always. I don't know any Polish, for example. I may know some Australian.
Just some Australian.
I don't know any Hungarian.
You may know some Australian. That's a good thing. Okay, I want to talk about Murray's Hall hotel rooms. The Murray family historical home, built in 1664, sits amongst 365 acres. This sounds absolutely beautiful. And 18 holes on site, too? It's beautiful.
Yes, it's on site. We have limited bedrooms at that place. It's a traditional stone-built building, as you would expect to see in the UK. And I think that's why we wanted it, was one of the reasons why we wanted to include it. It's quite an oldie-woldie building. You know, the floors creak when you walk along them, that kind of thing. It just has character. It's just lovely.
Exactly where I'd want to stay. Anybody who knows me is going, that's where Danielle wants to go. Tell us about the Creef Hydro Lodges.
Yes, we've got the hotel rooms and we've got the lodges. So the lodges are 2 and 3 bedrooms lodges, and they, as I say, the 2-bedroom suite 4, so 2 separate rooms for 2 people in each, and then the 3-bedroom suite 6.
Right.
And then hotel rooms. It's a different hotel, but it offers slightly more insofar as there's more facilities there, like spa facilities and things like that, whereas Murray's Hall is all about the experience.
Yeah, this is the reason there's hydro in the name. It's a former hydropathic spa that was opened in 1868.
That's, yes, I know. It's very exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
It's peculiar to the area as well, and I was specifically looking for something peculiar to the area.
As well.
And it's within spitting distance of Creef Golf Course, of course.
So you're staying at Creef and you go to Creef Golf Course, but then again, Murray's Hall is right there for the Murray's Hall. How far away are all these golf courses from one another? What kind of travel time are we talking?
The maximum that you travel from one to the other is 50 minutes.
Wow. And then you see the countryside.
It's all within a reasonable... This is why I specifically wanted to focus on one area within Scotland, because you can get blown away with how much there is available. So if you just focus on the one area, then I think I would rather demonstrate that area in its entirety than try and dot around all over the place and spend hours in the car.
And where's the website? What's the name? What's the website?
we have... In the process of is golfgurugroup.com, but our selling agent in the UK is Elite. You know Elite?
Yes.
Yes, okay, so the guys at Elite are selling that for us, and they're very, very well versed. They know what they're doing.
Okay, so
I'm very happy to have those on board as well.
Do you have their website or their contact? Because, you know, we're about to close the show, and I thought that would be a good thing. How do we get in touch with them?
Well, they can contact me on sarah@golfgurugroup.com, or the Elite website is elitegolfexperience.com.
Excellent. So let's go to sarah@golfgurugroup.com. You know what a guru is.
And so, I am a collection of things.
You are. I was wondering how many of your titles I should present when I introduced you. Sarah, such a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much. And just again, if you'd like to go, or if you know somebody, or you're just thinking about it, you want to find out more, sarah@golfgurugroup.com. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I had somebody
Thank
who had
you,
to go.
Lovely to speak to you.
Lovely talking with you as well. And we'll keep me informed of your progress and what we can do. Okay? Excellent. And I want to thank the people who make this show possible. All the fun and games that we've had this morning and lots of food. Yes, we've done food a lot today. This was fun. I learned all about Scotland. The Golf Club, made possible by the great people at Futurestone, Creative Plumbing, and Rainer Doors. Okay? They're the reason why I get to do this show, because without them, I wouldn't be here. Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, they do everything. Okay? They do new builds. They do renovations. They do repairs. If you've got an old warehouse and you need to get down to the ancient, you know, 40 years in the ground is ancient. So you need to get in there and take care of those pipes. These are the people you need to take care of. Call them. Creative Plumbing, okay? Whether that building is old or new or in between, if you've got a leak, you call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. and they do it. They are creative plumbing. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen. You know that they're, you can take them into the warehouse and they'll turn it into a place you want to stay in addition to have your things in. So you can turn it into an office storage combo that looks elegant when people come in to see some of the things that you want to display. That's the kind of things they'll do for your warehouse. For your buildings, your showroom, your home projects, they really do have the ability to turn it into artwork. Natural stones, they specialize in Brazilian quartzite, flagstone. They have the AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems that everybody's thinking about right now because it's been storming. They've got interlocking concrete pavers, the Roman stack walls. Truly, Futuristone, only the best, okay? So those are the people, and I just want you to know that if you'd like to hear the show again, if anything caught your fancy and you want to find out more about it, you can always go to RadioGolfClub.com, and when you're there, you can listen to the show. It's an MP3, so you can pretty much fast-forward it to any location within the show. You know, you can bypass everything and just have a really good time listening again to the Golf Club. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.